Mr. Flando Remix. That my best friend, she a real bad bitch, got her own money, she don't need no nigga on the dance. And action!
Hello, fuck fam!
What up, fuck fam?
Welcome to our first ever episode of Girls Gone Wireless. I'm so excited. Are you excited?
I'm pretty excited. I'm really excited. So we should talk about like what the podcast is going to be about. You first.
So basically we're trying to help you, fuck us. I want to give you so much advice and we're going to talk about our stories, like our little fuck girl stories, what we go through and a mind of a girl basically. So you understand how to get girls and we're just going to help
girls
you
like us.
Girls
do,
like us.
Do they want girls like us though? Okay, which brings me to the next question. Who are we? Who right. are girls like us?
Who are we? Okay, we have, man, how far should we go back?
I mean, I feel like you should go back to the beginning, but then like the Cliff Notes version, like hit the things that make you now, the important things.
Okay, so a little bit about me. I used to be bullied growing up. So I literally used to be very, very, very shy. And then all of a sudden this extrovert energy came out in high school. And then I got my heart broken and I became a fuck girl. And then that's how I am now. And now I make OnlyFans content and TikTok content. So what's that?
Content creator.
Content creator.
That's right.
Yeah.
How about you? I kind of have the same story. Like I was growing up, I was really ugly and I was bullied.
Me too.
Yeah. Right. Like, yeah. I felt like that made me humble. Like, yeah. I feel like that made me who I am today because like I might be like a fuck girl, but like I'm a fuck girl with humble roots and I stick to it. But I used to be really ugly and no boys liked me. And I used to be on the other end of the fuck spectrum, you know, like I used to get fucked over by the fuck boys.
Yes, yes.
But
yes.
Then I learned, you know, by being on the other end, how to harness that power and, you know, and become the instead of being the fucky, the fuck.
So yeah, and basically we have personalities now because of how we were bullied before. So
yeah. Oh, the glow up is important. So
the glow up is very important.
After being ugly for like a long time, I would say in like my early to mid twenties, I glowed up, and that gave me confidence. And yeah, I started being more outgoing. And obviously social media helped. Mm. So with my glow up, not only did I glow up, I could show the world that I glowed up. Mm. Yeah.
How did you get fucked over?
Okay. So my very first boyfriend, he didn't fuck me over, but just to give you an example of like the type of girl that I was.
Uh-huh.
So my very first boyfriend, he was like this kind of this like, I don't know if you know the word. Do you know what the word Yonggi-chi is?
Explain.
A Yonggi-chi is like this kind of like a Korean gangster. Like that's my type.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. He's like a Korean type. Yeah. A Korean gangster. But like we met, like when I saw him, I really liked him, but he was like kind of too cool for me. Mm. And the way that I got him to like me was that I would just not stalk him, but like kind of stalk him.
What do you mean?
Like I made friends with his friends and then I would be at every party that he was at. So like he would have no choice but to see me at every place that he would go. And then like he would be drunk and then I would just be like, hey, like nice seeing you here. Like you want to hook up? And literally he told me later on when we were going out that he was like, oh, like you kind of grew on me. I don't know why, but you were just always around whenever I was like out, you know? And like, at first, I didn't really like you. I wasn't really into you. But since you were there, you kind of grew on me. And I was like, oh, really? Like, what a coincidence. But not a coincidence because...
Because you planned this.
Because I planned
this. This is a tactic. Guys, listen in on this. This is actually...
Subtext.
A fuckboy, fuckgirl tactic. Because I actually read in a novel that the more a person sees you, like, basically, the more... how's it say? Like, the more they see you... the better it is because you become like a subconscious in their mind and then that actually makes you like them more. Studies actually show. So this is actually real. This is actually a tactic that you guys should do. So basically what you need to do is just make them see you a lot accidentally. That's the key word.
But I was kind of desperate, you know, like that's the type that was me being on the other end of the spectrum because I feel like that gave him power, you know? And so on the other end of things, I feel like another fuck girl tactic, okay, right, is to be the present, but then after being present and after being with them for a while, take away that presence and always make them guess.
Oh.
Right? That's
it's
what
like,
I
like. It's like when you like give them so much attention, then you leave and then you come back.
Yeah.
So it makes them, gives them a chance to miss you, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So my first boyfriend, he was definitely the fuckboy in that relationship.
Okay.
So after I got him, you know, to like me, kind of, he would do things that really confused me. Like, you know, like there would be times where we would be really, really good.
Uh-huh.
And like, you know, I would think that we were in love and he would tell me we're in love.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would do things, like, for example, after we were together for a year, he said that he didn't have time for a girlfriend. And I just didn't understand that, right? After like all the I love yous and after all, you know, like all the fucking time I spent stalking his fucking life, he didn't have time for me. And that made me, you know what? That made me love him more.
That's fucked up.
It is fucked up. But it's like...
But you learned from it, right?
I did learn from it.
That's all that matters.
I did learn from it.
And you're never going to get fucked over again.
No, I don't think so.
Right.
I think now I do a lot of the fucking.
Yeah. Yeah, because we took it from the fuckboys.
We did. We did take it from the fuckboys.
Oh, this is not good. Damn.
Okay, so what about you?
Oh, man. So I had this one ex, and actually, he tried to, like, manipulate me into being in a relationship with him. Because I was like, I don't want to be in a relationship with you. But he actually manipulated me. Like, he would, like hold my hand and shit, like, without me wanting to. And he would actually delay sex. He'd delay, like, the first time we had sex to try to make me, like, fall in love with him instead of lust over him.
I thought that only worked for girls.
No, it worked on me because I'm like, I had like a guy mentality.
Okay.
And I was just like, I just wanted to play with him, but then he actually like made me like fall for him by doing it like really slow. Like he would just, for example, he would just eat my pussy and not fuck me.
And would you ask him to fuck you though? Like politely,
I was like,
aggressively?
Wait, no, in my head I'm like, wait, what? Where's the other part? Like, is it gonna do the rest? But like, no, he would just like eat my pussy and like I'll get all confused. And that's actually what made me like, oh shit, I kinda like this guy. I'm kinda curious. He's kinda mysterious.
Would it make you wonder what's wrong with you? Would it make you be like, oh, is there something wrong with me? Like, why is he just like eating my pussy and not fucking me? Like,
yeah!
Is my pussy, does he not like think it's worthy for him to enter into me? Or does it smell? Or like, I don't know, like, these are things that I would question, right?
Like, all
the insecurities.
I was so fucking, like, just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, I was actually, what's wrong with him rather than what's wrong with me? Because I'm, like, kind of cocky.
Oh,
like,
okay, that's good.
Ego-driven.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, he kind of, like, manipulated me in that way. And eventually he, like, forced me in the relationship. And I was like, okay, whatever. Like, I guess this is what it is. And
is he the guy who...
Diary guy, yeah.
Okay, you need to talk about the diary.
Woo! Okay.
Okay.
Oh, man. So he had this red diary. It was like a big red diary. And one day he was like cooking. And then I was like, oh, it's like right on the counter of the TV. I'm just going to like open it and take a look. I think he planned for me to actually see this. And in this diary was all this fuckboy shit. Like how to fucking get girls to fall in love. And
fuckboy
like
commandments.
How to get girls addicted to you.
Oh my God. He said addicted to you?
There's so many notes. And he had like notes on like every girl, like all his like past experiences.
Wow.
Okay, but like the most, like the best advice I saw was basically, oh man, so fucked up. So he wrote, you have to text a girl for, give her like 24/7 attention.
Yeah.
For about a week. And then cut her off for like 3 to 4 days, like ghost her a little bit, but then come back with that same 24/7 flirtatious energy. He said, come back with flirtatious energy. So it's like, you gotta like gap it. So he would
like push and pull.
It's basically like a push and pull. And
Given,
he wrote that in his diary. And then I thought that was genius.
Did you confront him about it?
No, I didn't. I'm not a very confrontational person. I was scared a little bit.
But you continued the relationship just knowing that he was...
He was just like a time block for me. While I was in Toronto. And then, yeah, it was just like a time. He was like a play. Like, I didn't think much of him, you know?
So do you
but
still
But I did... No, not anymore. Not anymore. He has a girlfriend now.
Nice. Yeah,
it's all good. He's fucking with another girl right now. You know, fuck boys. It's all good.
He lives by the commandments.
He lives by the command. I'm pretty sure he uses a tactic on any of the girls he gets, so...
Do we live by commandments?
We just play it by ear, really. We just like, let's talk about Monterey Car Week.
Okay.
Talk about Monterey Car Week. Okay. So we went to this big, 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 big car show. And it was like a lot of rich people, basically. We went to like a Lambo party, a Rimac party. There's like no Hondas, no Civics, no
Tire. No JDMs. Yeah.
Nothing. It was all literally exotics. All exotic cars. And, oh man. Okay, so there's this guy hitting on Kat. It was like an older white, remember this? You were drunk. Kat was very drunk.
I was drunk the whole time.
And basically we were asking him to like invest in our podcast.
I asked him for 10 grand and then I changed my mind because I realized that I wanted to get paid because it was 10 grand for the equipment. Uh-huh. And then I was like, and then I upped it to 50 grand. And actually, I think he's still in my DM somewhere. We should hit him up.
Oh, we should hit him up. But he was all full of shit, remember? You don't remember.
What was he full of shit about again?
Okay. Investing? So he was like saying all the countries that he's been to, right?
Oh yeah. Oh my god, you fucking okay, say it. Yeah.
Okay, so he's saying, oh, I went to Vietnam, I went to Europe.
Singapore.
And he said, oh, I went to Singapore, and I was like, oh, okay, I know Singapore. You went to Singapore? Tell me more about Singapore. He's like, yeah, we just traveled there. He's like, oh, we just traveled there really fast, right? And I'm like, oh, okay, how about, like, where did you travel in Singapore? And then he was like, you know, the place with the famous place. I'm like, all right, what's the name of the famous place? He's like, and he was like stuttering, muttering like crazy. And then I just kept asking him. And then I called him out like, yo, bro, you never been to Singapore. You don't even know the name of the famous like Marina Bay Sands. He didn't know shit. And basically he was just lying about his experience in Singapore. And then he was so uncomfortable that he just like walked away.
Remember that. I actually do remember it now because you made him so uncomfortable that I was fucking uncomfortable. And after he left, I was like, yo, Jade, you just like fucked up his life. Like he's going to go home and like beat off and cry, but beat off at the same time because he probably was aroused a little bit.
But he straight lied to your face. Lied to our faces.
That's like a typical guy thing though. Because think about it. Like I felt like every guy there, they told us that they had some, like they're like, oh, I have a Bugatti. I have.
No, but the guy with the Bugatti was real. Remember the Korean guy with the Bugatti? He was legit.
The Korean guy with the Bugatti was real, but like 50 of them had Bugattis, and they would lead with like,
oh yeah, I remember. They all said, oh yeah, we had Bugattis, right?
Yeah, there's only like what, like a like.
There's not that many Bugattis.
There's not that many Bugattis in the world, but everyone had a Bugatti at that fucking car show.
Yeah.
I feel like they all wanted to trick us to like take us back that night.
Yeah.
But it's like.
They thought we were like.
I'm not pickings. Gonna go home and fuck you because you have a car. Are you gonna give me the keys to your car? Are you gonna like give me your car? Are you gonna give me anything? Like I'm not gonna fuck you just because you have a car. Like what does that do for me? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like would you fuck a guy just because he had a Bugatti?
No, probably.
Like
not.
Let's say he really did have.
No, he has to like give something to it. Right. I mean, we have to have some sort of, you know, like.
Yeah, there's
like value from it. We won't like just. Fuck someone for no reason, you know?
Exactly.
And it has to be like give and take, yeah.
Yeah, and like these are not attractive guys, right? At
no,
the very
not
base
attractive.
Of things, a guy should at least be like the value that a guy can offer at the very base is like, okay, you should be attracted to him. Okay, if you're not attracted to him, what else can he offer?
Mm,
right?
Yeah. And basically, like all these guys are like this. They're just like
they were also not our types because I'm going to say this, like I think I can speak for you too, correct me if I'm wrong, but we typically only date Asian guys. I only date Asian guys. So these guys at the Monterey car show, they were all white uh-huh. and very old.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care how many, like they would have to have like 10 Bugattis for me to even like be somewhat interested.
Mm.
Actually, no, I don't care. No amount of Bugattis, let me say this right now, no amount of Bugattis would make me interested in the old white guy that was trying to, the old white men trying to hit on us at Monterey Car Week.
Unless they're a young Asian dude, then that would be different.
Yo, you remember that Asian guy that was like with a harem of like Chinese girls?
Yeah! Oh my god, that was weird.
It was pretty fucking weird. So we're at the Remac party, it was the after party,
uh-huh.
and there was this Chinese, I saw like a Chinese guy and he was like surrounded by three
fob girls.
Yeah. And like I was drunk, but like I was like scanning the room and one of the fob girls, she like made eye contact with me and we kept looking at each other. And then so I was like, yeah, fuck it, let's go over there. So we went over there to talk
to
them.
Yeah, I went to talk to the girls.
And they were like, I was drunk and it was really loud, but like I was trying to conversate with them.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, oh, like we're asking like where you're from in China and stuff. And they were from a small city in China, like not like a major province or anything. And then the conversation just kind of died from there. And then later we talked to the guy who we came with, our friend.
Yes.
Cowboy friend.
Cowboy friend. Yes.
Our cowboy friend. And apparently this Asian guy is known for traveling with a harem of Chinese girls. And
with his private jet.
With his private jet. And then actually the girl that I talked to was their recent addition to their little group, right? Because he said...
Because she was the ugliest one, right?
Was she the ugliest?
The most recent... I don't remember. Frank, I just remember three fobbling...
Honestly, I think they looked pretty similar to each other.
Yeah, they all had the traditional Chinese, like, look.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did have that look. But apparently... he had been traveling with two of them, and the one that I had talked to was their recent addition. Mm. But what do you think that, like, they do? Like, what do you think their lives are like? Like, do they all fuck him, or do they just, like, are they just with him for, like, show, or?
I think they're all his, like, sugar babies. I feel like they're all, like.
But do you think his sugar babies are each other's girlfriends, too?
I feel like they all fuck him.
They all fuck him?
Yeah.
At the same time?
Probably, like, different times.
Damn.
But I don't know.
But fucking him at the same time is probably an option as well, right? Like, if you wanted it, they can't fucking say no, right?
Yeah, that's true. But he's Asian. He's, like, Asian guys are, like, they don't do that.
You don't think an Asian guy is going to want three fucking girls at the same time?
Okay. You have a point. Okay, I'll take that back. Maybe he does fuck all of them at the same time. And he just pays them a lot of money, you know?
Like, how much do you think they get paid?
Well, he has a jet.
Right.
So I'm sure they have, like, monthly allowance.
Do they get paid in experiences, or do they get paid in money? Because so there's different types of sugar babies now that we're on the... Mm-hmm. By the way, do you have a sugar daddy right now?
I used to. I don't have one right now.
Me too. We're actively looking.
We're actively looking. Put in your resume.
Put in your resume and cover letter. Right. Me too. There's like levels to sugar babies, right?
Yeah.
The type of sugar baby, I feel like there's what I call an entry-level sugar baby, mm-hmm. who is okay with just having the bare minimum, like, experiences. Mm. She wants to be taken out to nice restaurants, maybe Michelin star restaurants, flex on the gram. Mm-hmm. But, like, there's no, like, money probably doesn't...
You don't get much from
you that. You don't get actual money. Maybe you get a purse or something.
Yeah.
So you get paid in experiences. Mm. And then, like, the more experienced ones, or the ones that kind of treat sugaring as a job, they get the allowances.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which one were you?
Of course, the allowance one.
You're the...
Yeah, I need to get that. Glop. I can do it for free, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too, right? Me too. But I want to tell you about... So the sugar daddy that I was with, this was, like, 3 years ago.
Okay.
He was really nice. He treated me really, really well. Okay. He was Taiwanese.
Oh.
But, like, he was a little weird. Oh, he was a lot weird. I knew his whole family. And this is because he would take me on vacation with him on his family vacations. Mm-hmm. And, like, he would... And I was allowed to bring a friend. Mm-hmm. And so he would book, like, all our plane tickets. For example, we went to Hawaii. Okay. And he booked, you know, all of us business class tickets. But he would want to sit me right, like... across from him, his wife, his twins, and his daughter. So he would sit me in the same, like,
row
as them. And then, not only that, when we got to Hawaii, we did some, like, zip lining, some tubing and stuff. Mm-hmm. And he would book me and my friend in the same group as him and his family. Mm. And when we went to dinner, he would book my reservations right across from his wife. And, like, he would sit there and he would text me while he was with his family, and I could see him texting me and smile, and I would text him back. But, like, I think it was like a power thing, right? Like, he got off on it.
For sure.
Right?
I think I would get off on something like that too. Like, that sounds pretty exciting. Like, just think about it.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty fucking exciting. Like, if I had all the money in the world and I had a husband or wife I didn't want to be with.
Yeah.
I would probably do that too.
The thing is,
it's an ego thing.
It is. I think he loves her. He loved her, but they had been together for, like, 15 years. I think he actually loved her, but I think he did it because he could.
Yeah.
You know, like when you...
Because he could get away with it.
Yeah. Because, like, you make, obviously, a shit ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right? Like, at that point in your life, like, monetary gain is not, like, the end goal. So it's just, like, maybe he was doing some midlife crisis shit too, right?
I think so.
Perhaps. Yeah. Like, maybe having me as his sugar baby was his way of getting, like, an exotic sports car or something.
Yeah.
Like, some people get Lambos and Ferraris or whatever. He got a sugar baby.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Damn. And it got to the point where he got really comfortable with taking me, like, with him on family vacations and stuff. And then one of the last times I saw him, mm-hmm. he had taken me with his kids to Disneyland. His wife wasn't there, but it, like his kids, and he just introduced me as like his friend. Mm-hmm. And his kids recognized me from Hawaii because we had gone ziplining, and I actually talked to his kids when we were ziplining because we kind of like we're in the same group. And then one of his kids goes, "You were in Hawaii with us. We saw you ziplining," and my sugar daddy was like, "Oh, I don't know." Like he tried to play it off. I don't know what you're talking about. Not the same girl or whatever. But like he got so comfortable to the point where his kids recognized me.
He lied to his kids.
He did lie to his kids.
This guy's a psychopath.
Is he a psychopath?
He's a psychopath.
He was really good to me though. He was good to me. And then when
he's good to you because you're his exotic sports car. He has to treat you well.
Yo, I'm the
Lamborghini.
I'm the SVJ.
You're basically his SVJ.
Okay, as long as I'm not the Evo. I don't want to be the Evo. I don't want to be the
Concord. So yeah, exactly. Okay. And the guys treat their SVJs like, you know. but like his wife was probably like a Toyota Camry, so you don't. It's a beater. It's a beater car. So
you know what makes me nervous though is that his wife was pretty though, you know, like his wife wasn't like, she was pretty, she was small, she was thin, she's thinner than me right now. She's very pretty in like the Eastern sense.
Oh my God.
And like, so
that changes everything.
Right. And that makes me wonder, like, is this just going to be all guys? Like, no matter how well I preserve my body in the future, like, is my husband, if God willing, I fucking find one, is he going to get another exotic sports car? Probably because it's my karma.
But there's a way you can test loyalty.
How?
You just know. Like, it's just a feeling. It's like a vibe, right? Like if he... Oh, man. I don't know. I don't think about it. But there are ways to test loyalty. I'll write a list down for you later for my next episode. But there are ways.
Ways to test loyalty?
There are ways to test loyalty, for
okay.
sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to hear your sugar daddy story. Stories. Do you have one? Do you have any? What was he like?
When I was living in China, I had like a tech guy, sugar daddy. He was like, he took me to like Sanya. You know Sanya?
No, I know.
Sanya's like South China. It's like the Hawaii of China.
Oh, okay.
Like allowance thing. And he would just like see, he wouldn't even see me that long. Like literally I'd see him like twice in a month and he'd just give me some cash and like shopping shit. And then
yeah.
It was easy because he was like a shy tech guy, like totally my type too. And he was like young. He was like only 30 and he was like,
yeah. But why didn't you didn't want to date him?
No.
Or he didn't want to date you? Or
no, because I knew I wasn't going to stay in China.
Would you have stayed with him if he was like, yo, settle down with me. Be serious.
Probably not.
Yeah, you don't look very serious.
I was like 20 at the time. I was like pretty young. I was like, whatever. I want to try my oyster, you know? Like, yeah, it wasn't my time. But like, I had some good sugar daddy experiences, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I'm really happy.
Okay.
You should be happy too.
Why am I happy?
Because OnlyFans is back. Did you guys hear?
Oh yeah. Okay.
OnlyFans is back. It literally gave me like a roller coaster of emotion. Like I was so sad. I was literally sad for like 3 days.
That you thought we're gonna lose our jobs?
Yeah.
We're gonna be fun employed.
Yeah. Because like OnlyFans, like we did good shit on that. We did good stuff. We sold so much shit and it was so easy.
The thing about OnlyFans is like some of it is, it's almost like passive income. It's not very passive because we do answer our messages and create content.
Yeah.
But the thing is with OnlyFans is like, if you have really good content for OnlyFans, mm-hmm. You can repurpose the content and keep selling it for a long period of time. It's not just like you release one piece and it's done.
Yeah.
It's like, let's say we do like this really hot, like a girl scene, right? Between us, right? And
which we do.
I know. Yeah. plug in
our link right here.
Yeah. Link in bio.
Click.
Yeah. So let's say we do like a really, really hot girl scene and we release it, right?
Yeah.
We don't just release it once. We can release it because we have new people subbing all the time. Mm-hmm, so every time someone new subs, we can sell them that sex video.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for as long as people keep subbing, new people keep subbing to our own, we can keep pushing that same video.
Do you think that it was because they wanted like a new, do you think they did the cancellation because like of a news thing?
I'm wondering if they
did it like it's fake. It was fake.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if they just did it for
clout.
The clout. Yeah. I'm wondering if it was just like fake news because they wanted to like kind of get people talking about OF.
But they also got a lot of backlash from like the sex workers, because actually the sex workers is what made OF big. You know what I mean?
Do you think we're sex workers as OF?
No, we're not like the porn girls, like the porn girls that sell their price is very cheap. Well, there's different tiers.
Okay,
there's
different
tiers on OF. There's like girls that do like full on porn and like they just show their nudes like every like all the time, you know, and they sell basically sex videos. And then there's other girls, there's like influencer girls which like sell a nude here and there, you know, it's like a big occasion. It's like a big like, oh, finally, like a nude came out.
Oh, fucking yes!
There's like that style, and then there's girls that don't show anything. They do like cooking channel on their OF. So there's like tiers of it, you know?
There's also girls that do like risque stuff, but it's like the outline of their nipple. So yeah. People are like, oh my god, I saw like the pink of her nipple through her white t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So it really depends.
Yeah. So but what are we?
We're like the influencer types that, you know, have like a sex video once a year or once a blue moon.
Right.
And then that's like a big like event. Like yeah. It's like, oh shit!
Yeah.
We released a sex video. Yeah. We released the girl. It's like a big deal because we don't do it like all the time. So, you know.
Do you think we should start doing it more?
We should start doing it more. If we want to make more money, I think we should start doing it more, because like these like porn girls are making like 70 to 100k a month because they're selling sex videos every freaking day. They sell like 3 sex videos a day.
They're making like the girl that, are we allowed to say?
Maybe we shouldn't say names, but we know a girl. We know a girl that makes what 100k a month.
I think someone told me a photographer said she made 300k a month.
Oh shit, 300k a month.
But she obviously she probably splits it with like her manager, like you know, ads and stuff. Yeah, but like she probably nets.
She works hard, and actually they put a lot of money into promo. So yeah. She puts more than 10k a month on just promoting her OnlyFans by like doing shout outs and all that stuff, and like going on podcasts.
Should we try to get them on our podcast?
We should definitely get them on our. We could talk more about that later and like what they do, you know?
Yeah, I think so. I think that should be an aspect of our show, is having content creators come on here and, you know, talking
ripping
to them.
Ripping their head off.
Ripping
with
their
questions.
With questions.
Yes.
With questions.
Yes. All right, so I want to ask you, like, what do you think of the single life? Like, how's single life treating you? Because, like, I know it's been tough, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So, it's tough and it's not tough.
Okay.
Okay. It's not tough because we have a lot of fun. Like, especially me and you, we're so fucking boy crazy. Like me and Jade will go anywhere and all we do, our heads are on a swivel all the time. Like literally like
we're just breaking our necks.
Like all the time.
When we go to K-Town.
Yeah. When we go to K-Town walking down DTLA, like literally we were at the gym the other day and we saw two hot Korean guys and this was before we filmed this episode. Mm-hmm. So we were trying to think of ways to go up to the two Korean guys. Mm-hmm. And so Jade had the lovely idea of telling them that we had a podcast and that we were interviewing single guys for our podcast. And I was like, oh, that's such a great idea. Let's do it. And then I was like, wait, they're going to ask
what our podcast is.
And we don't have anything to fucking show them. And then we were like, okay, shit, we got to hurry up and do the first episode so that we can pick up guys easier from now on. So it's fun. It's fun. It's fun because we chase guys. But then it's not fun because we do our fuck girl shit, chase guys, and I come home to my apartment and it's me and my two dogs.
Yeah.
And it's like, sometimes it's sad, you know?
It's sad. We get really lonely, actually.
Like, after Monterey Car Week, I got pretty lonely.
Me too.
Yeah, I was sad.
I was really sad too. I'm like, I don't know why, but I was just sad. Because you see all these like rich people and then like it's like we don't really fit in, you know, like they're like the old right, like proper, like corporate, like, and we don't fit in.
And you wish you had someone to talk to back at home about the experience, right? Like wouldn't it be nice if you had like a guy back home that you could like share these experiences with,
exactly,
and like cuddle with and stuff. But we've fucked ourselves over. I feel like we could have guys like that, but we choose not to. I think it's because we're picky.
We're really picky.
On that note, I feel like we should play a game.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. What's our game? What's this game called?
Okay. It should be part of like a series that we do.
Okay.
We should do different games each episode.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to call them the Fuck Fam
Olympics. Let's get it, guys. Let's get it. Fuck Fam Olympics. This is where.
Let's explain the game. So what we're going to do is we're going to write out characteristics of our ideal guy.
Right.
Looks, personality, everything in 1 minute.
We're gonna trade papers and we'll read it out to you.
Okay, I'm gonna time this.
You're gonna time it?
Alright,
okay.
Hold up. Wait.
Okay.
Wait.
Three,
yep.
Two, one, go.
1 minute, that's 1 minute!
Okay, okay, we're gonna change.
Okay, you wrote a lot more than me. This is, okay. All right, guys. Okay. I'm gonna read yours first.
Oh, shit. All right, here you go.
Damn! Oh, no.
This is a casting call for ineligible bachelors.
Yes.
This is what Jade is looking for.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I didn't write race, but you know, you already know race.
Okay. Must be Asian. I'm just going to go ahead and say she didn't write it, but it's already, it must be Asian.
It's already in the head, yeah.
Muscly. Muscly a little bit, but personality is key. This is very, very deep of you.
I'm a deep person.
Deep, 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 deep. Introverted underscore. She wrote beta in all caps. Let's me take charge. Dominant in bed. Oh, I forgot that. That's what I... Okay. Okay, dominant in bed. Makes TikTok minutes for me.
That's a must. That's a must. We made him make TikTok videos.
Helps me with my goals. Gives me gifts. Spoils me a lot. Needs to be smart at tech and business. Teach me important life lessons. A good sunny boy who's loyal to me. This is the ground I walk on.
Oh, I'm sweating. Oh my god, I'm sweating.
Creative ideas.
I'm sweating.
Let's me have my what?
My way. My way.
She didn't finish it. It just says, let's me have my. Let's see how my way. Alright, so you're gonna die alone, Jade.
What? What do you mean?
Is this too much?
Actually, it's not too much because basically all you said was you wanted a muscly guy with a good personality who's very beta. Like, I feel like most of the things that you listed just supported the fact that you wanted a beta guy who creates TikTok videos.
That's the key. That's key.
I'm literally dying. Oh, and that spoils you.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're going to go with...
All right. So, Kat says, he must be Asian, preferably Korean or Chinese. Okay? Must have potential to be... very rich. Underline, very rich. Like, how
rich is very rich?
He should have at least worth at least 10 million. At least. Okay. That's like a very high goal to, like, super, super high goal. It's not like you have to be a billionaire. Like, at least 10 million in assets and stuff. By the time he's preferably, like, 40.
Okay.
But, like, 35 is a plus. I feel like 35 is enough time to get your shit together.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Hard worker. Okay. Yes. Definitely. Not content creator. Why is that? Why don't you want
to
be a content creator?
So he can help me. So he can be behind the scenes. I don't want him to be competing with me because I'm an attention whore. I don't need to be with someone who's also an attention whore. Totally. He needs to be my support role. Like, I feel like I didn't write this down, but I do need a beta guy too. Beta in, like, real life, but dominant in bed. That's key. He has to be dominant in bed. I don't want him to be, like, a cuck in bed. He has to dominate me in bed, but then, like, be my support role in real life.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Tattoos is a plus. We all know she loves tattoos. Supercar is a plus. So that will add points to you.
Not an Evo.
Not an Evo. We want SBJ!
SBJ.
Or Ferraris.
Yeah.
Ferraris are
good.
Entrepreneur is a plus.
Yeah.
Okay, for sure.
He could have a normal job. Like.
But entrepreneurs, you have more potential.
Yeah, because I'm interested in entrepreneurship, so I want him to teach me about it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Treat me very well. Put me first. Okay? Be generous. Not stingy. Must spend money on me. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
It doesn't matter how much money he has, but if he doesn't spend it on me, then that does me no good, right? He could have $10 million and not spend a penny on me, and that just does me no good, right? Mm. I'd rather him have only $5 million and spend all $5 million on me than have $10 million and not spend any on me.
I agree with that. Yeah. Hell yeah. Bad boy vibe, but kind of nerdy. That's like opposite. Wait, what? Okay, he has to be a bad boy, but a smart bad boy. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, kind of. Or like
a drug dealer that's smart. Like street smart. She wants someone that's street smart.
Yeah, maybe not
a
drug dealer.
And a little book smart.
And a little right? bit taller. Really? But like even physically, it's like, okay, if he wears glasses, then maybe he should have like he should wear something that's like more street, you know? Or like if he's like a, if he has like, he could have like a speech impediment, but he could wear a chain or something. You know what I'm saying? The duality of it. That's what gets me.
Wait, hold on. If he had a speech impediment, but he wore a chain, you'd fuck with that?
Yeah, I think I'd fuck with that. I didn't even, like, right. I literally just thought of that on the fly, but, like, now that I'm thinking about it, it's turning me on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, because it's so opposite.
Yeah, so if you have a speech impediment, I suggest you start wearing chains. Get yourself a chain, a nice Cuban link, you know what I'm saying? Hit up your nearby jeweler, your pawn shop, or whatever. Get yourself a chain.
Hey.
Hey, all right, and teach me things, of course, mm-hmm. and he has to be between 29 to 50.
50?
50, oh, your range is pretty high there. Okay, 50. Because, like, the older you are, the more experienced. And the more
yeah. money, and that makes sense. But I feel like after 50, we'd have nothing to talk about.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And after 50, you're pretty much it. You know, yeah. Like, almost. Yeah. But not really, but, we'll, you know.
So if you think, actually, I feel like this, if you think that you fit any of these criteria, you should message us, DM us on the Girls Gone Wireless pod, and maybe we will have you on the show to talk to you,
and
right?
interview you, and yeah. just like you
this
know.
Could be our way to get out of singledom, Jade. Like
maybe,
yeah. I mean, we did create this so we could like hit on guys, but we mm-hmm. could actually actively recruit boyfriends.
Like, whoa!
So genius, fucking genius. Hell yeah.
On that note,
thank you for listening to Girls Gone Wireless. Fuck fam.
Yes. Tune in to our
next week episode.
Yes.
Where we talk about more crazy fuck girl experiences and stories.
Yeah. Check out our socials. The links will be down below. Hit that like button. Subscribe if you enjoy our content. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
That my best friend. She a real bad bitch. Got her own money. She don't need no nigga on the dance floor. She had 2-3 drinks. Now she twerking. She throw it out and come back.